This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 24th. Well, pretty rough day in the cattle space yesterday. Sharply lower, gapping aggressively lower in live cattle. In fact, the gap was below that swing low we put in a couple weeks ago and had been holding for a while. And yesterday just gapped right past it. And feeder cattle didn't have that kind of dramatic gap, but they were lower than live cattle. So it was just a complete wipeout in the cattle space yesterday. Kind of one of those classic cattle moves where you get some acceleration to the downside and then it just blows everybody up. That clearly is what was happening yesterday. It was a bearish cattle and feed report on Friday, but certainly not that kind of negative data that would skew the market that bad. So here we are. We're back down testing the important June lows. We'll see what we can do here. My guess is you'll take it out, and then it just depends if you close above or below it. If you close back above it, that's a sign that you've carved out a low. If you close below it, then you're probably going to get another day or two to the downside. So we'll just have to see what kind of action we get on today's session. The trade limits are expanding today because we did have one of the live cattle contracts down the limit of 675. That was the Feb contract. So we're going to see the limits on live cattle be $10 today and feeder cattle $12.25. Some pretty big ranges. So it's unlikely we'll get that much pressure, but you never know in cattle. When you get this kind of liquidation acceleration going, it can do some serious damage. Now, this obviously allows those who are hedged to cover short positions. And I think that was part of the pressure that started late last week, was an opportunity for feedlots to get out of some short hedges and move cattle. They actually were moving cattle at slightly higher prices. Last week, the cash trade was 186, which was up 2. Dressed at 294 was also up 2. So it's not like the cash was falling apart. And that appears to be still where we're at. There was some cleanup business still at those prices. Box beef levels yesterday were mixed. Choice was down 84 cents at 305. Select was up 232 at 281. The spread lost at 316. We're sitting at 2352. Movement was a pretty solid 105 loads. So to see the load count over 100 for a Monday does suggest that demand is hanging right in there. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. That's 1,000 more than a week ago and 1,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle rate yesterday was 243.91. That puts the average at 243.56, which is down 43 cents from the day prior. So the average is right in line with, or the daily is right in line with where the average is. So we should see that average stabilize. The last 6 days, actually those daily prices have been above where we are with the average. So you should see that start to creep higher here over the next few days. So moving forward, again, it just depends how much follow-through from this washout that we're seeing in lives and feeders. I would expect you'll take a run at those June lows. It would make sense for the market to try to take that out and see what kind of stops are there. But you've done a lot of damage to the charts. You're blown out a lot of these long-term longs. You know, anybody who's been in the market since June, is in a losing position. So you're going to probably try to blow those guys out, and then that cleans up the market. The fundamental structure, if anything, frankly, has become more bullish because we're seeing more heifers being put into the feedlots. Placements were way higher than the trade expected. So those calves that we thought were going to be backgrounded are in the feedlots, and there's more heifers in the feedlot. So you're not retaining heifers. You're not seeing those calves move as aggressively to the backgrounding lots or the corn guy, the farmer. So if he still wants some, those numbers are going to be even tighter because those animals have already left and they're in the feedlot. Many of those came from the southern plains where it was drought. We also saw quite a bit of imports, mostly from Mexico, but also from Canada. That was part of the placement pattern as well. But in the bigger picture, if you're going to start expanding your herd, you got to retain heifers, and you're losing those heifers. They're not available to the market anymore because they're in the feedlot. Now, they can bring them out, but if they're on a feeding, you know, a heavy weight gain ration, it's unlikely that they're going to come out of the feedlot. So this makes those numbers yet even tighter for down the road. So just something to keep in mind. I think this washout that we're seeing in feeders is you're going to set a major low, but I think the longer term picture is still bullish, and that could take us well into May now. If you're placing these animals in October or September, and probably October, then you're not backgrounding as many. You probably won't see that major run of calves in January, like I've been talking about. But we're seeing much better moisture conditions in the southern plains, even in the western central plains. That sets the stage for good grass conditions, good hay crop next year. So you're going to be looking for animals to put on grass. And I think this sets the tone for a good move up into spring. You know, obviously, we have to get through the winter. But I think the breaks, and these kind of breaks, are opportunities, really, because the long-term trend has not changed. Long-term fundamentals have not changed. And so I think there's plenty of opportunities showing up on this big break in the cattle space. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This is Ben Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.